Okay, it's time for our relationship doctor, Hilton Samuel, who is on the phone right now. Hilton wants to talk about men lying and why they lie, and more importantly, why some women actually stick with the guys who lie. Afternoon to you, Hilton. How are you?
Well, good afternoon and happy belated Valentine's.
Happy belated Valentine's to you as well. Did you have a glorious day?
Oh, I had a wonderful day. I just want to quickly tell you what I did for
Please
my wife.
Please do. Go on.
Yes, a big show off here. What I did, I got some flowers and I made her a homemade bouquet of flowers.
Ooh.
And I composed the song and I sang it for her. I don't think she was quite impressed with the singing, but... The flowers went down well.
But Hilton, I like the way you said that, you know, you wrote a song for her and you sang it to her. It doesn't matter that you can't sing, but the, you know, the thought. Oh, how lovely. That is lovely. You serenading her. Oh.
Yes, I did. But the flowers got me to, high, Mark.
good.
Not the singing.
Homemade bouquet, I'm sure it would have done. And are you normally romantic, Hilton?
No, I'm not actually. I have to make the effort.
Uh-huh. But at least you do.
I have to make the effort.
Okay. Right. So now time is ticking.
Yes, please.
I mean, you know, where can we start with this one, Hilton? I mean, we don't even have enough time to really dive.
Oh, I could tell you. We could go to town and, you know, why men lie. Why women believe them.
Yes.
There are basically three reasons why men lie. The first thing is that a lot of times they could get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, men tend to lie because they think that women would believe a lie much more than the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And thirdly, and in fact, a lot of times women go for the lie. There was one case of a guy, he was on a dating site and he used to put up just his ordinary profile and he wouldn't get any hits at all. And one day, out of the blue, he decided that he was going to glorify himself and he pretended to be this rich guy who made it really big in the dot-com era. And now he's almost semi-retired and he has his yacht and all that sort of thing. And abracadabra, miraculously, women started emailing him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for one reason or the other, women tend to go for lies. I don't know why. So men tend to butter up themselves just to catch women out. But one of the last things I want to say is that sometimes, I must include myself, would lie. I don't lie, really.
Listen, I need to ask your wife that, not you.
Sometimes when we tell the truth, the repercussion and the emotional drama that we have to go through is just better not going down the road. So we tend to be very liberal with the truth, or tell white lies, as some people would say, or be very economic, you know, with the truth. So we don't tell the full truth. We don't really let it out because we are afraid of the backlash that we would get from some of these women.
What are you saying? Well, you guys are afraid of us, are you?
Yeah, well, sometimes we could do well without the drama.
So therefore, it's easy to lie.
Yes, some men tend to think that it's easy. But in fact, it's a double-edged sword. It's like a boomerang because it's better to deal with the drama up front than to be caught out, because that's 10 times worse.
Yes, it's true. But, you know, in regard to men lying, I mean, you know, we get told all the time about men, they don't want to really just hang out with one woman, even though you're saying that there are some men who do, and I'm sure you do, Hilton. But, you know, recently, you know, we've had John Terry in the news because, obviously, he's had another affair. And do you know, the interesting for me, though, about this whole story is that, I mean, I was like, and so? Because when I first saw John Terry playing football on the TV screen, whoever I was watching him play football with said to me, oh, you know, allegedly, this guy, you know, plays the field and he's been with this woman. This is even before he got married. He's been with woman for, X amount of years. And I said, okay, fine. And I remember thinking to myself, well, if the woman knows about it and she's still with him, why should it bother us, really and truly? Do you know what I mean? Really bother us? But what I'm interested in knowing, Hilton, is, I mean, he obviously lies to her, and it must obviously lie to her on a regular basis. Why does she choose to actually stay with him?
Well, there are a number of reasons. Obviously, there are some private and personal reasons we may not know, but there are a number of reasons. Sometimes, Rosemary, the lie is easier to live with than the truth. Do you get the point?
No, I don't.
Sometimes, so for some people, to acknowledge the truth has far greater repercussions on them, or they feel that the responsibility is on them. So it is easier to live a lie than to live the truth. It's like sometimes, you know, the truth is stranger than fiction. They, for some reason or the other, somehow in their mind, to acknowledge that this guy is actually cheating on them, reflects on them, and they feel that perhaps, you know, if they accept that and acknowledge that, they are not good enough. They may not be delivering what they should be delivering. And somehow their ego can't accept that. It's easier to deny, to live in what we call denial, than to full on accept the truth.
In their minds, are they actually suggesting that the partner who's cheating on them is actually not cheating, and it's the media who are making up all these lies?
Well, yes, some people, if you actually tell them that something has transpired with their, and that's why some friends, you know, even though they know that their friend's husband or boyfriend or partner is cheating on them, they don't actually tell their friend because their friend, they know that their friend won't believe them because of all the ramifications I went through before. So some people just much prefer live in denial because they feel that the truth will reflect on who they are and their ability to perform in the relationship the way they should.
Well, there was a lovely photograph of them over the weekend because now he's joined her in Dubai and with the kids, and lovely family photographs, and they look as if they're like young lovers all over again. Do you know what I mean? And I just find it all so amazing because obviously her husband now has been told that he can no longer be the captain for England because of this.